FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. Here's the question of the day.
Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration.
Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
Now, it's time for great moments in men's room history.
Jill shall sit on her ship with the shiny, shimmering shoreline behind her. The ship is filled with slits, so she can see the shiny shore.
And three times fast.
Jill saw
And three times fast.
Shane sits where Shelly Shelly sits a slightly shifted on a slitted sheet because sitting on a slitted sheet suits Shelly's shifted sitting.
One.
Sheila said sit.
Oh! Armageddon!
A fig plucker's mother plucks figs with a shady ship suckers and clam clunkers shunts fig f***ers.
Oh!
Sharp Shane shouted, Sherry, come sit on my city-shaped ShamWow with my welty, shelty, and shameless my sausage.
It was very subtle.
The sly shear sheep was on a dip ship. The dip ship, the ship, the dip ship is a dip ship. The dip ship. The sly shear sheep was on a dip ship. The ship.
Oh! Man,
I didn't realize you were
going to do the second one. That
was a tough one. In Norfolk, Chug Fig Pucker puffed his fickle cockatoo, Frickle, by flicking Frickle's funky feather fro with a frickin' duck fork.
Dude!
In Norfolk, Chug Fig Pucker.
Oh! Oh! God, you're right there. Three times fast.
Sarah Flank surely flaunts her. One sock cutter. He cuts socks. Two sock cutters. They both socks.
Oh!
The sitting city sheriff sucks. No, shucks. Sushi. On the seashore.
Three times fast.
The sitting city sheriff shucks sushi on the seashore.
One.
The sitting city sheriff sucks sushi on the seashore.
Two.
The sh.
Oh. And three times fast.
Shirley, she eats her sheep. She should.
Oh.
Fran Pluck is a pleasant and funny, pleasant.
Oh.
Can clusters of cunning nuts count chunks of crumbly cunning clusters?
Two!
Can cunning... Can...
Oh!
No, they can't.
Mike the Meat Cutter cuts cow cutlets into 10 tiny...
Oh!
Top Bound Huck firmly tucking Fun Bucky in Huck...
Oh! One!
Ted Flick, the lucky pucker, was a lucky pucker flocker. Flocker cluckers like a pocky flocker. Puck f-
oh. Three times fast.
Susie the Stickler sips a swift schlitz and
f***s. Oh.
Sven sure was swiftly
oh. Oh.
Josh sits on Shellfish City Shellfish. On Shellfish City Shellfish Josh surely sits.
What?
Josh
oh.
Cheryl, the shifty shouting sitting sleep
oh.
hostage sit and strip and show her shin slit kit. The kit does a splint on her shiny shin slit, and Shelly should sit and spit the slit kit on her shiny slits of shin.
Two!
Shelly should...
Oh!
I thought
we
you had
so
it, man.
So close.
You were killing it.
Oh, man.
This has been another great... This has been another moment in Men's Room history.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I sound like it kind of stirs up memories of a Japanese whiskey bar in the middle of Chinatown.
Oh, yeah.
In San Francisco. Good times. Ryan Castle joining us. Do you remember that, Ryan?
Vaguely.
Vaguely. Yeah. So we,
I remember we drank some garbage there that made everyone's skin crawl.
Oh, yeah. Because she insisted we drink.
No, she forced us to drink. I mean, she was insistent about it.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, no one's ever forced us to drink anything.
She actually did.
She was, like, scary about it.
Right. You will drink this.
She had her foot on Miles' throat.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just that we wanted something different. Like, because this tastes
what
like...
It was?
No! No, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was like tarantula juice or something.
You drink another one! Like, well, could I get... No!
Yeah.
I mean, I still want to give you money. I'm just thinking, no!
And her husband's like, I can't help you.
Yeah, I remember.
He's like, I've tried for 40 years.
He's seen that movie.
Yeah, exactly. We were down there for Metallica.
It was a rehearsal show at the Cal Palace.
Yeah. So they had the whole thing set up, going through all the stuff. They'd start a song, and if they didn't like it, they'd stop. And kids are up on stage. And
yeah, it was cool.
They were just testing all the lighting, and that was the show, I'm pretty sure, that had the big balls.
Yeah, and there was, I think there was maybe
the
400 people in Cal Palace.
Yeah.
Like, you were, like, right there.
Which was weird. I think they had one hot dog stand open, maybe with like
something like that,
soda and beer. But it was a pretty cool experience to just go down there and kind of just watch them work through their stuff.
It was a fun trip, and I don't think we got thrown out of anywhere on that trip.
I don't believe so.
I remember my wife being pissed the entire time.
Well, that's different.
Why? Were you calling her?
No. She went with, remember?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
I think that was
the last trip.
The last time she went on a trip with us.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
Well, right. I feel like a lot of you guys, like, that was a whole group.
Oh, yeah. Like 12 of us, maybe?
Yeah, so I got a buddy who works with Metallica, and they were doing a promotion where we could send somebody down for this rehearsal show. And since they weren't selling tickets for it, I was like, well, you know, if you're not selling tickets, you know, can I get some extra people? They're like, we'll pay for our own trip.
Yeah.
Like, but can you get us in? He's like, well, how many are you talking about? I said, I don't know, about 20.
We just flew down.
And I think there was like 10 or 12 of us that went down
there. It was a sizable number. Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah, that was great. For everyone but my wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we had a great time at your wedding.
Yes, we did.
That was awesome.
You know, you were talking about when you were on with Hair Club, Thrill telling a stripper that she was ugly.
Yeah, she was.
It was the night before my wedding at the Wynn in Las Vegas when I heard Thrill tell a prostitute, you are the biggest goddamn hooker I've ever seen in my life.
And she was fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, she was just this ginormous woman. But we hit it off. We're chatting, right? And as we're talking, her phone keeps buzzing because her John... is waiting for her. Basically, he's letting her know, hey, man, I'm at the casino. And she's like, yeah, he can wait. He'll wait. Like, I said, of course he'll wait. So she's like, do you want another beer? I'm like, sure. So I'm chatting to this woman. Her pimp was there. I remember the pimp's like, man, you crazy. I'm like, whatever, dude. You're the one with three stripes cutting your hair, but whatever. So I'm chatting with her, and I just said, look, and she was real nice, right? And I just said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. You're the biggest goddamn hooker I've ever seen in my life. And she said, I know that, but I have a specialty. And I'm like, gotcha. Completely understand.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What do you smother people?
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
She does a lot besides heat with that mouth.
Yeah, I was going to say. She's letting me know that.
The next night after I got married, it was me and Thrill and our buddy Batman. We're playing like penny slots at 2 o'clock in the morning, and these two young ladies came up to us like, oh, you guys look like you want to party. And I was like, no, I got married today. I definitely don't want to party. And she goes, oh, you got married today? You definitely want to party. And I was like, lady, I got married today.
Today.
Right.
Today.
They took that as a salesman.
My favorite part of that wedding was stepping outside. It's as hot as Vegas can get.
Dude, it was like 110 degrees that day.
And step out, and there's this kind of like Cadillac limo coming down the road. And they pull in. And Jolene gets out.
We're at the Viva Las Vegas chapel.
Yeah. Same place that Duff McKagan.
They did their 10-year vow renewal there or something.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah. They had their picture up, and I'm looking at that like, hey, there's Duff McKagan.
Yeah.
But Jolene and her husband show up, and they get out, and the wedding's been over by at least 10 minutes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so if you've ever been to a Vegas wedding, what you got to know is it's like an assembly line, right? You're signing paperwork, someone else is getting married, and the people that just got married are getting their pictures taken, and then they just move people through.
Yeah.
So my ceremony was maybe 4 minutes, and the guy...
Elvis impersonator.
The Elvis guy was like, y'all got rings? Like, no rings. He's like, y'all got any vows? Like, no.
Yeah,
no,
we're just going to talk about the reason vows. We got married, medical insurance.
And he goes, y'all want me to sing a song? And my wife goes, absolutely not. No way. And he goes, look, man, if y'all ain't going to do rings, y'all ain't got no vows, this is going to take about 35 seconds. You might as well let me sing a song. And my wife goes, fine, one song. And so it did it.
What did he sing?
Wise men.
Oh, lovely. Great song.
I do remember one thing he said is, do you promise to take this man to be your hunk of burning love?
Not to step on his blue suede shoes. So if you know anything about Jolene, she is chronically late for everything goddamn always.
Right.
And so our wedding took about 5 minutes, and she showed up after the ceremony.
Oh, yeah. She looked great.
Yeah, she did look great. And she also missed the flight on the way home the next day.
That is right.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. She was in the airport. I saw her. Or Thrill and I looking at each other on the plane, like, did they get on the plane?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, like, no.
Yeah, we're like...
Oh, I forgot that.
But we saw her at the airport.
Yeah. So, I have a bad one that's me being an idiot.
All right.
It involves Ryan Castle's wife.
Oh, great.
Does he know the story?
Yes.
Okay.
And I still feel bad about it.
Oh, she still brings it up. I don't know what he's going to say.
I know. So it's some event, I think down at Showbox Soda or whatever. Everybody's upstairs. I'm down front saying hi. You know, glad handing people. I know her.
Right.
She walks in. I'm just like, hey, I'm Ted. Thanks for coming out. Kind of like scoot her along. And then Ryan comes down. He's like, dude, you just glad-handed my wife. And I'm like, oh, damn. I was in the zone.
Ted doesn't know who I am.
And I mean, this was 3 years, 4 years of knowing you.
Right. Yeah. 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 So, you know, I wanted to come in here, and I was trying to think of a story to tell. But any story I could tell has already been told. Any story, there are so many other stories that absolutely I cannot tell. So this morning, I said, like, no, can't tell that one. No, I can't tell that one.
No.
Can't tell that one. So I thought I would go back to when I first met you guys. I had gotten the impression that you guys like to get weird because we had something in common, and that is that we got hammered at our job interview and still managed to get the job.
Yes.
Right? I was like, you know what? Me and these guys are going to get along. So for whatever reason, I approached Ted about it, and Ted is the most tight-lipped, cards close to the chest guy on the planet. Like, he would not give me an inch. I'm like, so you guys, you like to get weird? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Like, no. I'm cool. Like, we should hang out. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Like, just you know, completely, I could not get an inch from this guy. You know, he would not let me in. So at some point, I grabbed you guys. I'm like, you want to go get a drink? And so we walked down to a bar called Toy that isn't there anymore.
Oh, that was a great spot.
Which was, just so you guys know, it was right next to their bus stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was great.
So this is where these guys caught the bus. And so we walked down there, and we were going to get drinks. And we were there for maybe 20 minutes. And these guys pounded no less than like 10 shots of this garbage called Tuaca.
Yes, Italian liqueur.
Oh, God. Just terrible.
We're just throwing it out.
So they get me like cross-eyed drunk in like 15, 20 minutes, and then they get up and leave and get on the bus and stick me with the tab, which was like $150. That was the first time we hung out, but we've been thick as thieves ever since. I love you guys like family. I can't imagine having done this for the last 20 years with anybody else. And in honor of this moment, I brought a gift.
Oh, no.
Did you bring our public file?
No, but I did pull out their file today and showed it to them.
Did you read through?
Oh, it looks like a phone book.
That's all Mike said. Mike said, hey, man.
It's huge.
I saw the file on the desk. He goes, it's massive.
Well, yeah, I talked to Hair Club today, and I said I showed them their file. I didn't show them anything that was in it. I just showed them how big it was.
Is it bad in there?
I mean...
It's not good.
But I mean, do you have any positive?
There are some disciplinary things that are in there, sure.
But nothing is like, what a great job
earned over the years.
What a great job!
No, because that stuff doesn't go in your file.
The file
is not made here's where they were great.
How are there three different files and they're that thick?
Because there are. No, I was going to say because there's three. You know, that's not true. It's because the folders are only so thick, so I needed three of them. Yeah, and a lot of that stuff goes way back to Hair Club because I don't keep a paper trail on anything anymore.
Right.
But yeah. So that most of that is
so. Is that incriminating?
I mean, it could be. All right. I mean, you're still here.
Right. Well, I saw that thing and I was like, what is that?
I mean, it's impressive. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, is that 6 inches?
At least in my world, I've
been told that's about 6 inches. It's anywhere between 3 and 6 inches thick. So anyway, I brought you guys a gift in honor of the first time we hung out, and that is a big ass nasty bottle of Tuaca.
I'll drink it. Yeah, I don't care.
I know you. I know you will. I know you will. I don't know why or how or what the story was of Tuaca. It's absolute garbage, but anyway, that's what these guys used to drink.
It went through a moment in Baltimore. It was kind of like when their Jaeger machine
was on. Didn't go through a moment.
We created a moment.
My guess is it was probably the cheapest thing you could get a shot of at the time.
Actually, the thing was, the bar we'd go to, they would give us free.
Yeah.
And somehow we started drinking that. And then
nobody wanted it.
And then DB would always order shots of Grandma and Yang. It got switched over to Tuaca one night, and then
that's a hard shot to take.
Just so you know, this was a grand total of $25 for this bottle. Just to give you an idea of how good the stuff is.
Is there always a strategy from the management as far as keeping us from drinking?
Yes.
At events.
Yeah, but it's never worked.
You know what I'm saying is, you guys go in, I always feel like there's a strategy that I've determined exists. Yeah, to keep us in line.
My latest strategy was always to put it on Mike. Like, if they get hammered, it's on you.
I know!
Yeah.
And Mike tells us, hey, man.
I thought maybe because you guys cared about Mike, you wouldn't want him. But no, that didn't work either.
Yeah.
That didn't work either. And, you know, I would always say, like, have some beers, have a good time. I'm going to. Just don't get hammered. Like, that's not a big ask.
Yeah. It's not.
That's not a huge ask.
I've seen you walk out
sideways.
Obviously,
it was. It has been.
Well, we've all walked out sideways of a place once or twice.
Anyway, back to so you guys like to get weird.
Castle does this thing where he raises one eyebrow, looks like Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and you know at that moment he needs to go home.
No, here's the thing about Castle. It's always, hey man, we have left a place, and 100% of the time Castle says, let's get one more.
Uh-huh.
And we go to a different
little
bar
by your house.
He takes one sip of his pint and he's like, I gotta go.
I gotta get out of here.
My wife's gonna kill me.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Every time.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate
Congrats,
it, man.
Boys. I love you.
Yep. Hey, and thank you for listening to the 20th Anniversary Spectacular.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it's time for great moments in men's room history.
Fred Funkin' Chicken stole Fat Chuck's fork truck, then sucked Chef Buck's Fecker shuck cork cob, corn cobs on his slick deck.
Two.
Fred Funkin'
Fecker. Oh.
My cool, blunt, black cat clunkers can't cut hunting, cunning creatures in Kent with punter, buck, flucker, and the fickle, funky, fracker, sucker.
Three times fast.
My cool, blunt, black cat clunkers can't cut hunting, f***ing...
Oh!
Sammy Sosa's slick socks sit stuffily on Sailor Pat's ship. Barry Bonds' big, bold Bic pens make bunts in tight cities cash. The charity name is Slick Socks, Bunts, and Big Bad Bics for tight cities.
Two!
Sammy Sosa's slick socks sit...
Oh!
Sherman lives at Shoreline, where he sews Shoreline City shirts. Sister Shirley and Shelly sift and ship the city shirts that Sherman sews. Sherman sits and sews. Shirley sits and shifts. Shelly sits and ships.
One!
Sherman lives in Shoreline, where he sews Shoreline City shirts. Sister Shirley and Shelly shift and ship the city shirts Sherman sews. Sherman sits and sews. Shirley...
Oh!
Taking cush hits from a genie lamp is called wish hitting. Trish hits the cush hitter and then has a harsh fit of hacking. After the harsh hacking fit, she wished to see fish sitting. When she saw fish sitting, she spit out, sit, fish, sit.
Two!
Taking cush hits from a genie lamp is called wish hitting. Trish hits the cush hitter and then had a harsh fit of hacking. After the harsh hitting hacking fit, she wished to see fish sitting. When she saw the fish...
Oh!
Cocky Corky, the Crooked Canadian, Sick Duck Cooker, and Rich Nick Dixon, the Kooky Slick Doc Soaker. Jump and shake the floor below me. I love to feel the guys below me.
Three times fast.
Cocky Corky, the Crooked Canadian, Sick Duck. Shemp's Pet Chimp Schnitzel. Slyly sits on ships' pants while sipping a stiff schnitzel, splitting his shorts and dipping his itty bitty Shoreline chicken bites.
One!
Shep's Pet Chimp Schnitzel, Slyly Concerning Frank's freaking fantastic Clucker's dip, it's just tucked on Frank's label. We know Cluck Foo, and our tough Cluck Foo fist will pummel you for flying. Clucks suck, people.
One.
Concerning Frank's freaking fantastic Cluckers dip, it's just tucked on Frank's label. We know Cluck Foo, and our tough Cluck Foo fist will pummel you for fine.
Oh!
The stinky stunk stuck a stinking runt in her stinking cut, to which she grunt. Man, my cut stunk of gunked up rut. So she stuck the stunk cut runt in her purse.
One.
The stinky skunk stuck a stinking rut in her stinky cut, to which she grunt, man, my stomach.
Oh!
This has been another great... This has been another moment in men's room history.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room. You know it's bad.
Hey, Steve, I know you're enjoying the green day there, but we have a couple choices coming up for Bad Choice Friday. So we go back 20 years to the two number one songs of the time. That would be number one, Gwen Stefani. The S is bananas.
Yeah. It is.
Terrible. Gwen Stefani was number one 20 years ago. Hollaback Girl taking on Kanye West.
I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
Little record scratch there.
Yeah. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Who could have known that was a precursor to Bill Belichick?
Oh, right.
No, yeah.
Kanye.
You think he's singing it?
They trademarked the term. They're trying to trademark the term like gold digger, I think, at North Carolina.
No kidding.
Well, she's like, I'm just trying to own it.
Do you think that Kanye would say, no, I've already done that?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are out there. I mean, look, if you can't trademark that, you'd have to shut down half of Bellevue.
Yep.
It is the 20th anniversary spectacular. Mike, what do you have on tap there?
So we heard from our friend Sergeant Herrick Club earlier today, and as much as we love him, he did have to be a boss at some point and kind of put down some work on everybody here in this room. And one of those was in the form of making videos. You see, there was this big grand new thing. It's called YouTube, and so all the kids are doing it. We need to go out there. We need to put videos out there. And at first, it started out as some fun. Your old producer, Ben the Psycho Muppet, you guys actually created a handful of videos and put them up there as well. But then there was a clear point where Hair Club came down on you guys and started saying, hey, we need to up the amount of videos that we're putting out here. We need to be putting out videos, I think, once a week, maybe once a day that we needed to start doing. And you guys are so mature and not vindictive at all. I did manage to find this particular video right here.
Hola, Bacholas. How are you? We're the men's room, and as you maybe or maybe do not know, our own Sergeant Hair Club requires us every week to come up with a video.
Boo!
He's adamant about this. He wants it really, really bad, but he wants something really good. Yes, we have come up with a great concept, not only for him, but something where he can take this video home with him and enjoy it later. So we wanted to really just give back to him and give him a video that he would ultimately enjoy. Now, I've been going to the chiropractor, and one of the things that they want for me is to sit on this giant ball. The problem is, the more I sit on it, the more air gets taken out of it. So what we're going to do for the Hair Club, do you know what POV is? Maybe you should check an adult site. POV is point of view. So it's like you're just there.
I thought it was paint or something.
No.
I'm all wrong.
No. POV is like you're just there. So this is a POV love letter to Sergeant Hair Club as we take care of my ball.
In case you didn't figure out, you guys are out pumping up the ball, as it were.
Oh, yeah. You like chubby guys, don't you? What's your light? What you level got? 430. Hair Club. Hair Club. It's a video for Hair Club. It's a video for Hair Club. It's a video for Hair Club. That's right. I'm pumping your ball, Hair Club. And you. Can I go like this? You want the reverse? You can do it right then. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm thinking of you right now.
I mean, I got to commend you, Steve. You put the most effort
into his shirt off.
Yeah. He did. He had his shirt off. He went reverse grip with it.
Well,
went
right handed with it. Yeah.
Oh, Western grip,
Western,
my man. Did you guys get any kind of blowback on that video at all that you can remember?
No, it's probably in the file.
No.
It's probably in
right. that file the cast is talking about.
He was lying. Everything. That thing was like this thick.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge.
It was, I'm like, I don't want to look in there because I'll just get upset.
Right.
I'm like, why did you put that there?
I want to thumb through it.
We meant no harm.
I want to see the stories you guys got.
Yes.
That's what all this is.
You're talking about Ben the Psycho Muppet and his YouTube channel. One of the things we brought into the realm of the men's room was to add a new member.
Oh, yeah.
So we were thinking about, you know, like at that time, you know, like, hey, change the dynamic of the show. Also, Ted, other than, what the hell is the name of that dog you had?
Tigger.
Other than Tigger.
Yeah, man.
Ted had never had a...
I'm saying she a gold digger.
But, yes.
Tigger could have said it.
He could have in the neighborhood you lived in.
Yeah.
But we brought in a new member of this show, and we thought that we would give Ted a pet.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember this?
Oh, yeah. Baby Jesus.
So do we have the audio from the introduction of the, was it the fifth member, Little Baby Jesus?
It was, yes, the fifth member of the men's room.
So here is the introduction, because Ted did not know he was getting a new pet at the time. Mm-hmm. So we kind of surprised him, like, Ted, you're a dad now.
Ryan Castle, could you please come in?
All right, let's go.
And bring in the newest member to the men's room.
As long as this goddamn thing stays alive, we're awaiting the dramatic entrance. Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome the newest member to the men's room. Do you see his name?
His name is Little Baby Jesus.
Little Baby Jesus. Little Baby Jesus, the goldfish, will now come into the studio every single day with the men's room. Ted, it's
Since it is the holiday season and Christmas is fast approaching, as it is December 1st, you are now the proud parent of little baby Jesus.
Hey, I want you to know little baby Jesus cost me 14 cents today. Just see that.
We have a...
Baby Jesus doesn't know it, but he married up. He's a feeder fish. So instead of getting eaten, now you get to hang out at the rock. Congratulations, baby Jesus.
Ted, what do you think there? Little baby Jesus.
I'm just a swell of emotions.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I can't believe I, Ted Smith, have a fish.
But I want you to understand this. Little baby Jesus is not just the pet. Little baby Jesus is now the fifth member on the men's room. Right. So I want you to understand, if little baby Jesus dies, you killed a member of the show. For which it would be very difficult to forgive you. I understand we all have a lifespan, but little baby Jesus is in your trust. And we heard audio.
Yeah.
No, look, what we agreed to, you live around the corner anyway. But right. Instead of you taking it home, we can just leave it here. We'll lock him up in the office, but I'm not feeding it. I'm not changing the water. I'm not worried about it. This is your fish that you can take care of. When I told my wife today that we were getting little baby Jesus, my wife gave me an earful about what it is to take care of a fish. And I said, don't tell me, tell Ted, because it is not my fish. Little baby Jesus is the fish of Ted.
Is he looking at you? Don't tab on the tank.
Why not?
Because they say don't do that at the pet store. I think it's a good idea to keep it locked up in your office, too, because I told STP from BJ's show about this morning, and he's like, oh, that fish is going to get tortured in that studio.
Well, here's the problem. Little baby Jesus, as you know, was born...
Tortured, really, but like it's just going to be loud, and there's a lot of stuff going on all the time.
Real little baby Jesus. So, do we go on holiday before... Was that the last show?
It wasn't the last show.
Because it was December
Christmas,
1st.
Right, Christmas was fast approaching.
Yeah. Okay. We had little baby Jesus for a few weeks.
We had, no. We had baby Jesus for a couple days.
No. It was a few weeks.
December 1st.
He was right. He was fine. And then we went on Christmas break. And again, this was my frustration, was they didn't give me a key to our office.
Right.
So I was like, well, how am I supposed to take care of him?
Huh.
Yeah, so he couldn't be
fed.
So
then for years, Miles, you would still blame me. And I'm like, I didn't have a key.
But that was a joke.
I wasn't kidding. Give me a goddamn key.
Do we have a key?
We did.
You two did.
Oh, really? I don't even remember that.
I remember that door being under lock and key.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who locked it?
I don't know.
Whoever left last day.
I don't think
we
ever locked it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we had situations where we had other staff members come in.
Oh, and steal our stuff.
Steal our booze. And then pass out.
At another station. Oh yeah.
And then have to be woken up with dead air because they came in and drank all our tequila. So I did not think that we had a lock on that door. I did not know that.
We never locked it until this other station's employees came down.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Snatched our booze. And I remember Hair Club's like, look, I'm torn because why do you guys have so much booze here? I'm like, well, because we drink it. He goes, right. But that's what was his thing. He's like, you have to lock it up and explain the situation. So these overnighters on a different station, they got into it, and I guess the guy passed out. The worst part was when the relief came in, instead of learning it, they started drinking tequila, and then they passed out. So basically, it was like two shifts in a row.
And they went to the hurricane. But we had already been locking it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right? They left work and went
great
to the hurricane.
Great breakfast spot.
But we had been locking it, because that was the whole thing. I came in to try to feed them. And I couldn't get in.
You're just looking through the window like, he's dying in there.
Right.
Get it in there.
Oh, my God.
Right. So then when I left town, we put Steve Rock in charge. But again, Castle had the key. I think you guys were out of town. It was like, he was doomed.
Yeah.
It was doomed.
He was doomed. And then after 3 days.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Hopefully he enjoyed the view.
Yeah.
Well, all fish go to heaven.
Yeah.
Just like dogs.
Yeah. We had chia pets in there. We had fish.
You had the Obama head.
Yeah.
And they ended up going cornrows, man. And it looked like we were trying to make a statement, which we were not, right? You slather his head, you do all the crap they say in the commercial. We watered it. But instead of sprouting like an afro, it was like these clear lines.
Well, the seeds kind of drooped down.
Yeah, and we were like, we can't have this in here.
It got hot in that office.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Sun came down.
Do-rag on one time.
That's right.
All right, Mike, what do you got there for us?
Well, keeping on with the YouTube channel and the numerous videos that I found there. If you, by the way, if you have a chance to go and check out that page, go and check it out. There's so much history that is on that page and all the videos that we have there. Thrill, I'm going to go back. I believe this was like 14 or 16 years ago, something like this. There was something that you had never done in your life, and in fact you thought people were weird for having done it, and this is one thing that I loved. You guys did a lot of stunts on a dime, as it were, which was a great segment that you guys had back in the day.
Well, Ted would say no.
Yeah, it's a fair call. I don't know if this eventually kind of fit under that umbrella of stunts on a dime, but you did, for the first time, use a little bit of talcum powder there on the air.
I'm a lone man in here. Will somebody give me some help? 206-421-ROCK, 800-783-ROCK.
Wait, Ben's got the video camera. You got to show Ben your technique again.
I'm not doing it like this.
Like in my hand, like that. Wrap it up like that, man.
I'm not doing it like that. What? I don't want to drop it in my underwear, and I don't want to throw it from the back to the front.
Will you promise me?
I'm in a public bathroom.
Will you promise?
Can I just dip them in there or something?
Well, I just get some credit if you're right.
No,
if I'm right on this.
You cannot dip them in the jar of powder.
No, I mean, like, put it in my hand. Drop into it.
So if you can get Gold Bond or baby powder or something, and before we get to emails, hopefully everybody will be nice and talked up in here. Ryan, are you willing to talk up your satchel?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to it.
Ben, could we do this?
I don't see why not.
Now, wait, am I going to go home to this chalky mess? I remember I was saying
no.
This is going to be the one night she's going to be like, take off your pants. Oh, my God.
You have a slightly darker complexion than the rest of us.
You might wake up and think you had a bad dream. Like, oh, my God.
Flashy. Do they make dark powder? The powder is white. Is that racist?
Come on, man.
Steve, you have never done this before. So what we're going to do is, before we read these emails, what would be the most painful thing for you to give up for 24 hours? For the first time ever, right here, Steve the Throw Hill, you're going to take this Gold Bond medicated powder. It's been healing people since 1908. Triple action relief, cooling, absorbing, itching relief.
I got all those problems too, so that should be outstanding. So
you know that's not good. The medicated one, though.
This is just Gold Bond. This is just Gold Bond body powder.
Right.
And the yellow bottle.
Use
like
only as directed.
That, again, as someone who's not done this before, I don't have a technique for how
I'll show you how to
pull this off. No, because you threw yours starting at your butt, and I refuse to do that. So I wanted to do the dredge of the chicken, so to speak.
No, you're not dredging the chicken. You get it everywhere, man. You can't put that stuff on the table.
Put it on a plate and just drag the stuff through, man.
No, I wouldn't do that.
It makes sense to me. So instead, and I'm not going to
pour it in your hand. Pour it in your hand. You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't I just shoot it straight to the source?
You don't want to do that. You want to take it and rub it around in there. You want
to
get it all over
there. That's what I do. I shoot it straight to the source.
Yeah, I'm just going straight to the source.
No, because you got
to
get it underneath there and everything.
No, pull out your pants and dump it in there.
That's what I'm going to try. I can do the shake and bake. You take like a Ziploc, drop it.
Just make sure
you
sound
like
there
and shake it around.
All right, okay, man, whatever you're
going to
do. All right, Steve Throw Hill now is going for the he's going for the powder. And did you get it in there yet?
Is this?
I don't know. Now work it in. Work it in a little bit.
There's got to be a better way to do this than this.
Okay, it's going to take a little time.
How long does it take, man?
What we'll do in the meantime is we'll take a break. We'll come back.
That's a big, chalky mess in there right
now. Take a quick break. We'll read your emails coming up. What would be the most painful thing for you to give up in for 48 hours? And then we'll come back. We'll read your emails and we'll find out how Steve's boys are doing.
Is this supposed to go all the way back to the other area too?
You got to work it around back.
Everything should be tough.
Get it under there. Get it over there. The whole thing
seems like too much trouble. It's now at my butt.
No, I'm telling you, man, it's going to change your life.
That's not bad.
Already.
Well, I just hit the butt with it. I'm going to tell you that's
all right. We're going to take a break. Come back and read your emails from the men's room at KISW.com next.
Good times.
And then it turns out you actually rather enjoy the sensation there, Steve.
Dude, it's like a wintergreen candy in your mouth. You know what I mean?
It's just kind of like,
on a especially hot day.
Yeah.
If it's a hot day, why not?
Oh, my.
Well, perfection. Mesh shorts, no underwear, powder, you're in a Jeep.
You still powdering?
That wind blows through. Not in the mornings, but if I take a nighttime shower, I powder up before I get into bed.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was It's pretty amazing, man.
It scratches an itch and it relieves a pain that you didn't even know that you had.
Well, it's the thing. It was like the sensation that you never knew you wanted before. It's like a peppermint patty in your underwear. You know, it's like, all right now.
Medicated powder. Yes, excellent.
Thank you for joining us for our 20th anniversary spectacular.
Now, it's time for great moments in men's room history.
Playtex basically has come to us with an account. They want some rock music to kind of...
Nice.
Garlic.
Somewhere between 25 and 30.
Garlic.
Yeah.
They're too funny to put rules on.
Yeah,
okay. I agree.
Speaking of which.
Uh-oh. Oh, give me. Oh, here we go. Right. Here we go. You ready?
Garlic.
One more and we're in trouble.
Smell it.
We said, well, instead of selling the shirts for the men's room, excuse me.
Garlic.
The ham, but nonetheless, you said you had a good idea. Let's just go buy a bunch of shrimp.
Garlic.
Crabs.
Man, I got to scoot over. These are just, it's not
Let's face it. If you saw a guy back in the day, and he had the... Hold on.
Zeke!
So what was the other story?
Then anyway. But,
Damn.
Garlic.
Bread-winning wives consider nice.
Garlic.
Yeah. I think Thrill's right. I think most of it's going to be mental. Like,
garlic.
Nice.
Smell it.
Okay. Hey, man, have you read Nikki Sixx's book, The Heroin Diaries?
No, I haven't read it yet.
I would imagine it was pretty much the same trip for you, but I would think it'd be a good read.
Wow.
Garlic.
Wow.
I don't need the face, Ben.
Wow, right. Let's take a break. Yeah. Man, that was
serious?
Intense, dude.
That's how I teach my daughter to spell.
Garlic.
How's nice. That?
The little man room with our video games.
Nice.
Garlic.
Woo.
All right.
They get into the playoffs. They win the first round game, and then I'd like to see a rematch of...
Garlic.
Damn, dude.
All right. Today, we toast Mr. Dwayne Rump. Oh, hang on a second.
Wow.
Garlic.
Nice.
Getting a little gassy.
Dwayne Rump.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.